Welcome to another Cut Unload Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
Sean Cullen. Now, we did a show not long ago about Roy Laird, who obviously fabulous coach and player at Central Districts in 17 years as coach. How many premierships was it?
Seven
premierships. And, of course, he announced that he's going to step down from that role. Big shoes to fill. But so you can tell us about Central's have appointed their new senior coach.
Well, unbelievably, Jeff Andrews is a lookalike because he also is bald. So there
has he got all the big muscles and stuff like Roy, or is that?
Well, I suppose so. His facial looks nothing like Roy.
Where are you going to have a go? What's wrong with being bald? Are you going to have a go at people who don't have hair?
Well, I can lend you a bit of mine if you feel a little bit insecure there, Sean.
No, but, I'm not insecure at all. I love my hair now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which one?
All of them.
All 10 of them.
Especially the ones growing out my ears.
Don't you hate them?
What's the story? You know when you're getting older because you can't grow hair where you want it and it grows everywhere you don't want it to grow. Something like that.
Yeah, it's a bit like mushrooms on trees, isn't it? Now, Jeff Andrews. Now, to be completely honest, when I heard that he was a coach, my first question was, who? I had no idea. I've never heard of the guy.
Well, he's not from SANFL, is he?
No.
So he's what I read about, like assistant coach at Werribee. That was his previous role of being selected for Central.
Well, I'll give you another little fact. Now he was an assistant coach under Mark Choco Williams at Werribee last year.
He's been like renowned, fabulous coach.
Yeah, with Port Adelaide. And the funny thing is that when Roy Laird was coaching Centrals, he was approached multiple times to be an assistant coach under Mark Williams at Port Adelaide.
Right.
So there's a
little tie in there.
Yeah. I mean, I heard about it from the best and fairest that Centrals had recently, and Jeff Brown spoke about Roy and mentioned that fact, and straight away I thought, oh, what a coincidence, because Jeff Andrews was assistant to Choco, so I thought we finally got a tie other than the baldness.
Well, that's another good tie. The baldness is a strong one, and we know that people with no hair always have lots of testosterone, so that's a good thing.
Well, you keep dreaming. Now, just a little bit about Jeff. Now, I know he didn't play a lot of footy. He retired fairly young, but he got into the coaching. He started as early as 1999, and he was a state league assistant coach with Preston in the VFL. And then he spent some time for about the next 5 or 6 years with two stints as an assistant coach at Calder Cannons. Then he gave it a bit of a break to work on his working life rather than football for a little while. Then he went back to his original club, Macedon, in the Little District Football League. He was there for 5 seasons, and he ended up in 2017, before he went to Werribee, he coached assistant coach at Werribee for 2 seasons, helped them break a 41-year premiership drought. The last one for Macedon was 1976.
Well, that's a good thing. But it seems like they're mostly assistant roles.
Yeah.
So is this going to be his first sort of serious senior coaching role?
Yeah, other than Macedon. Yeah, but then again,
in terms of that league, the Macedon League, how would that rate against something like SANFL?
BLNG, perhaps. Yeah. You know, it's not sort of league standard, but did you know that most of the successful coaches come from an assistant coaching role? Roy Laird was assistant coach at Central for a couple of years and coached the reserves before he got the gig in the league. And look how successful he's been.
So you're serving your apprenticeship, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, you're learning. But what you're doing is you take what you learned from the coaches when you play, you take from the various coaches you work under, and then you mould your own thinking into that to become a successful coach. Whereas if you just go blind into a coaching job at this level, you're not armed as well. You haven't got as many tools to work with, and you're relying on too many other people that are looking to sort of unseat you as well. So by doing your hard yard, it gives you that confidence to actually lead a footy club.
And we're certainly seeing that in the AFL, aren't we? We're seeing a lot of players moving into different, like, specialist roles.
Yep.
And then into assistant coaching roles, and they're really doing quite lengthy apprenticeships under a range of coaches and trying to get experience in different clubs, and probably looking at like 5 to 10 years in those roles before they sort of stick their hand up for a senior job. So, and Jeff has also had some roles in developing players in the Victoria, like in the under 18 competition. Yep. Is that right?
Yeah. And I'm hopeful he may sort of be able to bring a couple of recruits to the club. That would be a bonus. Haven't heard anything on that scene, as you know, just yet, but you never do until it's closer to the season. But the one aspect that he was working under Choco and the 2 years at Werribee was he was like the defensive coach. So he was working on the defensive plan of the club. Now, he's obviously bringing that mindset to Central District. Initially, when I heard that, I had reservations because I like a more attacking game. But I've spoken to a couple of the players, and they said that when he explained himself about the defensive game, it's about being accountable, but he wants to open it up when there's opportunities. A little bit modelled a little bit after the Richmond game plan, which I love. I love their game plan. They do play a good defensive game, but they always look to attack. And I think that's how you have to play modern football to be successful.
Well, being accountable is certainly very important, isn't it? Because if you don't have control of the ball, you can't really attack, can you?
No.
And so the idea of just being attacking all the time is fabulous, but you've got to have good control of the ball and obviously be able to have access to the ball.
An interesting aspect about the change of the coach from Victoria, someone recently said to me, oh, Central's always had, you know, homegrown talent coaching. And I'm thinking, well, no. I mean, like, Ken Eustace was the first coach, and he obviously came from West Adelaide, so I suppose he is local in that sense. He's from South Australia. Dennis Jones played for Melbourne and originally from Perth. He was a successful coach at Central District. Tony Kessler came from Western Australia. He got Central's into the finals. Then there was Gary Window, who was a local. Then you had Dal Hicks from Sturt. Then you had Cowboy Neil from St Kilda in Victoria. Then you had Neil Curley, a local but from West Adelaide and South Adelaide and Quinnell. Then you had Stewie, who obviously Alan Stewart is a local from Central, born and bred. Then you had Stevie Wright from Victoria, from Sydney and Collingwood. And then you had we had our favourite son come home in Peter Jonas, so he was a local obviously, but he spent a lot of time in North Melbourne. Then you had Alistair Clarkson. We taught him everything he knows to take Hawthorn to their premiership, but he was a Victorian.
Probably, I guess, if people, you know, the recent history, people are probably thinking out now. I mean, Roy's been there for 17 years, and they're remembering Peter Jonas just, you know, prior to that, the last sort of 25 years, people are probably thinking it's been Central's born and bred, which I don't see as necessarily a bad thing. I mean, it hasn't been. It's been a great thing, really. And, I mean, look at the results they've had under Roy.
Well, I've looked at some of the Facebook posts, and a lot of them were negative initially, which I can understand. I mean, I wanted to sort of sit back and wait to, you know, get a bit of information before I sort of studied how I felt. And then,
well, I was going to ask you about that because it must be, it's going to be a really tough job.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I mean, coming into Central Districts after Roy's been there and who he is and how the people in the club feel about him, like, this, whoever took this job over, it was going to be a very tough position for them. And I was going to ask you, like, how has he been accepted? Like, what is the vibe?
Well, the information I'm getting and looking at the Facebook post now, a lot of them are really positive and supportive. And I'm thinking to myself, that's a good start. I mean, if he's winning people over, obviously, people are meeting the guy. They like what they hear. I've seen him in an interview where he came across really well. I'm hoping that we can get him on this show. And I reckon I'm expecting that Central's will be competitive and will be in the mix to make the five next year. That's my feeling.
So that's your prediction, they'll make the five?
Yes. I think so.
What do you think they have to do from a player point of view? Like, what sort of players do they need to either recruit or have for next season to make that jump back into the top five?
Well, look, we need another forward. I mean, to be quite frank, we were probably one forward short last year of having a really strong attack. You'd like maybe a defensive general, someone that plays a key position and melds the back line together. I think we lack a little bit of that leadership from the back line, sort of one person that you know, controls the whole back line. It's tall, takes the best forward from the other team. I think we've lacked that over the last few years. And then, look, you can never say no to another ruckman and on-ball. I mean, you'll take them any day. I mean, they're obviously the most important players on the field. So I just reckon that the way Central's are blooding all those kids this year, they had, 16 players, they played their first league game for Central's this year, with those kids, and not expected to lose more than one or two in the draft. So they can get one or two others recruits to fill in a few other roles. I think that we're going to be better than last year. And quite frankly, we weren't that far off the mark last year. We, you know, if we kicked an extra couple of goals each game, we probably would have won, you know, three or four more games, and we would have been in the mix to make the finals. So we're not that far off, really.
So when does, in terms of finalising players for SANFL, like obviously the AFL stuff is happening now. Is there a bit of a lag after, like, do the SANFL teams get finalised more in terms of their team list a bit later on, like in the year?
Look, I think there's a lot of apprehension nowadays. I mean, you look what happened to South Adelaide. They lost three ruckmen in a period of you know, 6 months, you know, through the draft and the mid-season draft and things like that. So you've got to be careful who you draft. You don't want the best guys because they'll get pinched by the AFL. So, but
you don't want to be doing the work for the AFL.
No. So it's sort of it's one of the reasons I hate the mid-season draft, because it unsettles teams. I mean, it didn't affect Glenelg too much, who lost one player, but it obviously affected South and West Adelaide quite a bit. So I just think that Centrals have to be smart in their recruiting. They have to find people that are at least 2 years away from playing AFL. I mean, Centrals have done that well with a few players over the years, where we've had them for a couple of years. Nick Holman's a perfect example. But how are you going to get those guys when every other club are hunting them? I mean, you've got Glenelg. They're running premiers. They're going to be in a good position to attract players. Obviously, Port and LA being in the AFL reserves, they're in good positions. So Central's out at Elizabeth. You know, the tyranny of distance, et cetera, et cetera. The lack of success over recent seasons. It's going to be a tough ask. But a new coach, obviously, is a positive.
Will be new interest.
Yeah. There may be players coming back. I mean, who knows? I mean, I suppose you have to get to like January, February before you start finalising a few of the positions, but then you've got to sort of like, you've got to battle. I mean, it's so much uncertainty nowadays that it makes it tough.
Well, the SANFL certainly, as we've talked about before, are struggling, aren't they?
Yeah.
Certainly there's been some big impacts on that competition. And Roy was very vocal about the impact of the like Crows and the Port Adelaide team into the SANFL. Well, Port were there, but, you know what I mean, in terms of almost...
Well, they changed the whole...
Yeah. Changing the face of what's going on. So, well, it's going to be an interesting season. And, of course, it would be great if we could get Jeff onto our show and have a chat to him and meet him. But I guess we'll just have to sit back and wait and see now and see how all things turn out for Central's next year.
Well, that's two footy shows in a row.
We'll have to do baseball next time, won't we?
Well, the Giants have come in now. I mean, the Adelaide Bite have changed their name to the Giants, and the Giants were the ABL Adelaide team from the 90s, so a little bit of retro.
A bit of retro stuff happened.
Yeah.
So you have to get your old uniforms out.
So ends a Carlin Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
Sean Carlin.